the pep band.
Bev Hoffman knows how to marshal a crowd. A former musher and close friend, today she's at the airport to give Pete Kaiser a hero's welcome.
He's a champion. He's a champion in Iditarod. And so it's like, we need a Super Bowl parade, right?
It's a half hour before he lands. Already, cars line the highway, fire trucks wait outside, and inside, fans are filling the small Alaska Airlines terminal.
First time anybody won, and it's Pete, our Pete.
Lucy Crowe is Pete's honorary grandmother. Anita Gerst watched Pete grow up.
He used to be just bashful when you were a little boy. We're all proud of him.
People carry colorful signs saying, "Congratulations, champ and Koyana." Sherry Neth is covering the entire back wall with her sign.
It says, "Pete and Paws, way to go and congrats."
Bev Hoffman rallies the crowd.
Kaiser, I did rock champ.
Okay, let's do it again.
There's a lot of love in the room for Pete. The town has supported him from when he was a young kid, racing in local fun runs, to then winning the Kuskokwim 300, to now taking first in mushing's most illustrious race. One woman says that she had a Pete Kaiser hangover from staying up watching the tracker the night he won. Then the terminal door swings open.
Someone came out and said that he's in row 22 in the back. Everyone walking out gets a cheer. Yeah!
Pete Kaiser enters holding his daughter. He looks stunned, slightly overwhelmed, but happy, smiling. He begins shaking hands and sharing high fives. Kaiser tries to avoid the spotlight, but Bev orders him to step on the luggage conveyor belt and talk before it starts moving.
This has been just an amazing experience, and to bring such positive energy back to the community has been one of the greatest weeks of my life, and to share it with so many awesome people and to see so many happy faces is just, it's amazing. So thank you all for coming out. I really appreciate it.
After hugging and greeting people, Kaiser grabs his bags and is out the door with his family. Fans follow, ready for a caravan. But they have to wait. The champion first has to jump his truck. Then he's ready. The Iditarod champion rolls out, escorted by two fire trucks, flashing lights and wailing sirens. Behind him streams a parade of cars. Fans line the highway, cheering, waving signs, welcoming their own Pete Kaiser home, a champion. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.